Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Pelshia, moderator for the conference call. Welcome to Isjack AV Engineering Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note this conference is recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Bharat Jain from ICICI Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good day, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I would like to welcome you all for the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of Isjack AV Engineering Limited. Today from the management, we have Sir Aditya Puri, Managing Director, Mr. Satnani, Whole-time Director and CFO, and Mr. Sanjay Gulati, Whole-time Director and Head of Manufacturing Units. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Puri for his opening remarks, which will be followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our earnings conference call. I hope that you and your loved ones are all well and safe. We look forward to a fruitful interaction. You would have seen the quarterly and annual financial results that were published on Friday. We've also uploaded our presentation on BSE, NSE, and on our website, www.isjack.com. There is also much more information about our business on our website. The standalone revenue for Q1 FY24 is rupees 1,158 crores and is higher by 16% compared to rupees 999 crores in Q1 of FY23. The standalone profit before tax for Q1 FY24 is rupees 78 crores and is 94% higher compared to rupees 40 crores for Q1 FY23. The consolidated revenue for Q1 FY24 is rupees 1,399 crores and is about 12% higher compared to rupees 1,250 crores for Q1 FY23. The consolidated profit before tax for Q1 FY24 is 141% higher at rupees 72 crores compared to rupees 30 crores for Q1 FY23. In the standalone results, the profitability is better for the manufacturing segment and also because of dividends received from subsidiary companies. The consolidated profit is better because of higher profits in Isjack AV Engineering Limited standalone and in Saraswati Sugam. I will now talk about the order booking. The consolidated order booking for Q1 of FY24 is rupees 1,152 crores compared to rupees 1,221 crores of orders booked in Q1 of last year. The order book position is good. Consolidated orders in hand as on 30th June 2023 is rupees 8,422 crores. Of the consolidated order book, 75% is for the project business and 25% is for the manufacturing business. The order book includes rupees 1,160 crores for international orders, which is about 14%. The order book for Isjack Hitachi Zosen is also good. It has rupees 694 crores of orders as on 30th June 2023. The overall demand trend is good, and the inquiry position continues to be good. Export inquiries have also picked up. In the Saraswati Sugar Mills, we completed the expansion of our capacity for our ethanol plant from 100 KLPD to 160 KLPD, and the expanded capacity has come into operation from 18th June 2023. The enhanced capacity will enable the plant to produce more ethanol during the sugar season and therefore save fuel costs incurred during the off-season. The total production of ethanol during this financial year is expected to be 3.80 crore liters compared to 3.5 crore liters earlier. We are also in the process of converting our sugar mill from a refining process from the present double sulfitation process. and this will come into operation from the season starting in November 2023. For the Philippines project, there is good progress of construction at the Cavite Biofuels Ethanol Plant in the Philippines, though intensive rains for the last few months have hampered the speed of the work. The plant will be completed and will have a test run for production of ethanol from molasses in September 2023 and will start commercial production in November 2023. My colleagues and I will be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If we have a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and 1 again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question comes from Digan Arya from Green Edge Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So my question is, firstly on the Philippines plant, that assuming, your trial runs are successful by December, what is the peak revenue potential and, what is the peak volume potential from that plant in Philippines?
The trial runs, did I mistakenly say December? I meant September.
Okay, yeah. You think trial runs will be in this September, right? The September which
is September. This September, yes. Yeah. And so the peak revenue would be about 550 crores?
Between 500 and 550 crores.
Between 500 per year.
All right. And sir, now because we are closer to completion, are we seeing more inquiries there, or maybe once we start running it, there will be more inquiries?
Inquiries for ethanol, you mean?
No, inquiries for the plant, because eventually we may also want to sell the plant if there are good buyers.
As of now, we are preparing to run the plant. If there is a buyer at a good price, we will consider it, but we are preparing firstly to run the plant, and so therefore we are hiring the people, we have tied up the feedstock, so we are preparing to run the plant.
Perfect. Thank you for this. The second question is in terms of working capital. Like, see, the last two quarters we have seen good execution and good improvement in the margins. But at what stage does the working capital for us, revert back to our older number of, say, 10% of the total revenue? Any details on this? And, I have those very, very long gestation and slow-moving orders. Are majority of them now off the order book pipeline?
So we are continuing to complete orders which have, as you said, long gestation. So during this year, we will be completing two of the very large projects, which are on the FGD. So we will be completing them this year. There are multiple payments which are milestone-linked payments. So working capital is certainly going to come down by the end of this year. But the number that you remember, 10% of turnover, I can't remember when that was, because it would depend on a ratio of how of what is the mix between manufacturing and projects. It will also depend on the mix between what long duration orders we are executing.
Right. But then, like, sort of, have we seen the peak in 23? At least we will be better than FY23 in the coming years, right? Because FY22 and 23 saw a very big expansion in working capital.
We will certainly be better than by the end of this year or early next year.
All right. Thanks. And the last question is, on the product side also, we did close to 2300 crores of revenue. So we did so much better than what we guided of around 1800-1900 crores last year. Now, do you think this 2,300 crore base, can we still grow on this base in the years to come?
Yeah, so 2,300, I guess you are talking about the consolidated revenue.
Yeah, consolidated revenue for products, yes.
Right, so that includes subsidiaries as well.
Yes, yes.
So, on a standalone basis, yes, we are expecting to do better than what we did. So also, hopefully, is the Hitachi solution will maintain its run rates? And so should Eagle. So we should be doing better than last year.
Wonderful. Like, thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. I request the participants to restrict with two questions in the initial round and join back the queue for more questions. Next question comes from Ashish Zaveri from Pi Square Investments. Please go ahead.
Congratulations for a very good set of numbers. So I have two questions. Firstly, what is the current capacity utilization at for the manufacturing segment?
So current utilization, see, it varies across various sectors, various products in various sectors, but if you aggregate it, it's probably anywhere between 90 and 100%.
Okay. And the order book which you mentioned of around 8,400 crores, on an average, what would be the execution period for this?
So execution period is different for different products. So if you're looking for, so execution period for a typical simple casting maybe 3 or 4 months, for a complex casting maybe 6 months, for presses maybe 8 or 9 months, for a process equipment maybe 8 to 10 months, and of course for projects, a sugar project would be 12 months. For a boiler project could be 16, 17 months. And for a SGD project could be 24 months. So execution cycle varies according to the product.
Okay, sir.
Is that the answer you're looking for?
Sorry?
I said, is that the answer you're looking for? Is there something else?
Yeah, but on an average, if you could quote some time like 2 quarters or three quarters?
No, so as a manufacturing business, you could take an average of about, I think about approximately maybe about 10 to 11 months. And for the projects business, I think the average would be about 18 months.
Okay, sir. Okay, and last question. In the EPC segment, are we expecting any further margin improvement? Because I can see that around from last 4 quarters, we are around 4% EBIT margin. Do we see any margin expansion in this year, or we are expecting the top line growth?
Margin expansion is not, it's certainly going to be there, but no, not too much of it will show in this year. It is certainly going to show next year. Top line should be better than last year.
Okay, understood, sir. Okay, then. All the best.
Thank you. Next question comes from Bajrang Bafna from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Congratulations for a good set of numbers. Sir, on the Philippines plant, you are expecting that to trial and to be over by September. So what sort of, utilization we are looking for December quarter, or, any guidance that when we are going to reach 100% utilization for this plant? And if I remember correctly, in the last call, you indicated the margins are to the tune of 30%, in this plant. So, considering that now we are already doing trial runs, will that assumption is still valid and the offtake arrangement for the same? That's the first question. And the second is considering the product business where we are operating at almost full utilization now. How do you expect that ramp up of capacity on the product side, and how can we look at from next maybe 1 or 2 years perspective in that space? Thank you, sir.
So let me answer the Philippines plant first. So we are expecting trial production based on molasses, as Mr. Puri mentioned, to be in September. Thereafter, there is some licensing requirements. And of course, sugarcane as a feedstock, because of the seasonality, starts becoming available in November. So we expect the plant to start on full commercial production, for full commercial production around middle of November. Next point is about what will be the revenue and things for December quarter and the offtake. So offtake is normally from the oil companies. Actually, there are oil companies which are already taking keen interest in when we'll be completed. But like in India, the allocation for the ethanol is done by the government to the oil companies. So while we will be producing in the December quarter, we don't expect to sell much in the December quarter, of ethanol in the December quarter. Full sales, full revenue generation will start from the January onwards. The next point was about what is the margin. So as we have mentioned earlier, there is a pass-through on the feedstock. So there is a pricing formula. The price of the ethanol is decided by the government agency, and it is fixed every 15 days. And it takes into account the prevailing price of ethanol, prevailing price of sugarcane and of molasses, both the feedstocks. And therefore, there is a pass-through of the feedstock. So the margin expectation of about 30% continues to be the same. We continue to expect 30% EBITDA margin.
And as far as your question on manufacturing is concerned, I wasn't very clear. You were asking about the capacity utilization, which the previous person had asked. And what was your next question? What did you ask about that?
So I was just wondering, sir, when we are reaching almost the full capacity utilization in our product business, so any capacity expansion plan there, and when you expect that to materialize, in terms of augmenting the existing capacity?
So we would be spending some amount of money, not huge sums of money, but we would be spending some amount of money, maybe about 20 crores. For expansion in certain lines of our businesses.
Okay, so would that take care of some growth in that segment since we are at almost full capacity now?
Yes.
So can we grow 10-15%, 20% there?
No, 10-15% in manufacturing is difficult because the investments are just going to take place. But we do certainly hope there would certainly be some growth.
Got it.
I think
got it, sir.
Just to add to that, there is some growth expected from some investment we made earlier in the boiler tubes and panels manufacturing. And of course, even though you may feel capacity is fully utilized, the capacities can be used for different kind of products. The product mix can differ. Something which is made from carbon steel sells for less. Something which is made from alloy steel sells for more. So it's also a function of which particular orders we are executing. So as Mr. Puri just mentioned, 10% kind of growth we expect it to be there.
Got it, sir. And on the you didn't answer one question on the last part, Philippines. So Jan, Feb, March quarter, can we expect that full utilization, or when are we expecting full utilization?
We are expecting full utilization in that quarter.
Got it, sir. Thank you very much and all the very best, sir.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Khatija Mandri from Sharekhan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. My question is regarding the order intake environment. So we have seen that the order inflow in Q1 has declined by about 8-9%. So how are you looking at the order environment for FY24 and the year FY25?
So the inquiries remain buoyant. It is in capital goods, investments are lumpy. So, you know, if a refinery is, for instance, ordering, it will do a lot of ordering in one quarter and then nothing in the next quarter. So there is this lumpiness in order booking, which is to be expected, but we think the trend is continues to be healthy.
Okay, so which sectors you are seeing the traction increasing?
Oh. So people are investing in sugar, people are investing in there was a little bit of a slowdown in the refinery investments, but I believe that in this quarter it's going to pick up again. Cement and steel continue to invest. Automobile components is investing.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And one more question, if I can put. What would be our consolidated debt at the end of June quarter, and how much would be the Philippines part in it?
How much would be the Philippines, pardon me, what?
Part of the debt.
Philippines, related to the debt related to Philippines plant. And the total consolidated debt.
You'll have to give me a minute to fetch that information. Give me a minute. So our total consolidated debt, total borrowings, as of 30th of June are 1,122 crores. Out of this, 393 crores belongs for the Philippines plant.
Okay, sir. So just add to what the previous participant asked, so we are expecting that from January, Jan to March quarter, we will have revenues flowing in from the Philippines plant. So if we are expecting 500 to 550 crore of annual revenue, is it safe to assume that it would be somewhere around 125 to 150 crores in
Q4? 125 should be expected.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. I request the participants to restrict with two questions in the initial round and join back the queue for more questions. Next question comes from Deepesh Agarwal from UTI AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Continuing with the previous participant's question, can you help us understand on the ordering front, how has been the inquiry? You mentioned the inquiries are there. But compared to the last year, what is the delta in inquiries? Do you think last year's inflows could be repeated against this year?
Inquiry, there is a delta. There is an increase in the number of inquiries. There is certainly an increase.
Okay. And this would be more on product side?
Sorry, can you just be a little louder? Sorry, I can't hear you very clearly.
I guess in some of the past calls, you have mentioned that you are looking more of a manufacturing of product related order than EPC. So would it be fair to say the incremental inflows would be more on the product side?
Well, I can't say quarter to quarter, but yes, we are trying to move to more to skew the ratio towards manufacturing.
Also, if you can help us understand the breakup of your order book between manufacturing and EPC, that would be helpful.
Okay.
So that was part of the presentation also that we have put up. But on a consolidated basis, the manufacturing order book is 2,100 crores, and the projects order book is 6,300 crores. So
okay.
25%
okay.
of the order book is for manufacturing and 75% is for the projects business.
Sure. And last question, you mentioned the FGD orders will get largely over legacy FGD order this year. If you can help us understand what is the margin X of FGD orders in the EPC segment?
I don't think we can give you numbers such granular numbers. Sorry for that, but we can't give you granular numbers.
or if you can at least share whether we are making losses on the FGD orders or not?
No, no.
Okay.
We are not making losses on FGD orders.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Jitin Parmar from Ahuram Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Congratulations on a good set of results. My first question is on international revenue. That has been declining for the last few years. What is the reason for that, and is it going to go up in the future?
So so for the past few years, because of COVID, there was no travel, and people were reluctant to source from distances. So the order booking was low. And now also, although the COVID situation is, I should say, no longer there, but the Indian economy is doing much better than the world economy. Having said that, we have a lot of inquiries right now for foreign orders, and we expect to book a few orders in the next, some good orders in the next few months.
Okay. And my second question is, in Q4, sugar and ethanol revenue has increased year on year. Any particular reason for that?
Sugar and ethanol, we have?
The revenue, the revenue has decreased for sugar and ethanol.
So the sugar sale is determined by the government. And the government gives us a quota which specifies how much sugar we can sell. So the quota was less this year, and also last year in the same quarter, there were a lot of exports of sugar which have not been there this quarter. So these two factors have contributed to a lower turnover.
Okay. Okay, thanks. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Manish Goyal from Thinkwise Wealth Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, sir. A couple of questions. First, sir, I missed on the order book position of our Hitachi JV, if you can please share that. And I have a related question on Hitachi JV as well, in terms of how do we see the revenue and margins outlook, because last couple of years the margins have been low single digit for that. And also, if you can just give us perspective on to how is the revenue breakup between domestic and international at JV, and what is the outlook in both the markets, sir? Thank you.
Sanjay, can you answer?
Yes, sir. So the order book is close to 800 crores. Kishore would be having the exact figures. And the amount of export orders in hand are much larger than what we had in the previous years. We also expect the margins last year were affected because of the sudden material price increase, but we expect better results in this year.
Manishji, the order book as of 30th of June 2023 was 694 crores. Mr. Puri also mentioned that in his opening remarks. Out of the 694, 485 crores were export orders. So you can expect that export revenue in ISDEC Hitachi Zosun will be higher this year. Of course, okay. When Mr. Gulati talked about the orders, he talked about orders including something's been booked in this quarter.
Yeah.
Okay. And on the margins, what kind of normalized margins can we expect at these JVs? Because now the revenue base is quite substantial, and that is why.
Sanjay?
So the exact percentage, I will not be able to give it to you, but it is certainly going to be better than what we had in the previous year. And similar to the margin that we had about a few years ago before COVID.
Okay, and related question, like how is the order pipeline for the JV at both domestic and international? And are we only servicing the oil and gas refinery market here or any other opportunities are there?
No, we are servicing oil and gas, refinery, fertilizer, petrochemicals, and polysilicon projects, and so various sectors really.
And how is the pipeline, sir?
The pipeline is good. The pipeline both in domestic and in export are quite good.
Okay, and last question on, sir, to on financial, like in EPC segmental for the consolidated, the capital employed in unallocated has fallen from almost 700 crores to 10 crores, and it has increased in manufacturing and EPC significantly. So is there any reallocation or just wondering? Because
no, it's earlier on... Just- It's just, Manisha, I'll answer that to you. So earlier we were keeping, you know, whatever is being invested from the head office or whatever is being borrowed from the bank, we were classifying it as unallocated. Now we are classifying it better as into the respective segments which are borrowing it. I think we improved that presentation.
So this unallocation earlier for this our Philippine plant probably was reflected under unallocated. So now how does it get reflected, sir?
No, Philippines plant, there is no change. Philippines plant, there is no change.
Okay. And really last question on the margin, sir. We were we were expecting a fairly good improvement in margin in the current year of at least 100 to 150 bps. But sometime back you just mentioned that we expect only small improvement. So just wanted to know, like, is there any further impact on the margins in the current year?
No, we are expecting the margin improvement to happen and to show in the figures. I was just mentioning that since there are these projects which are nearing completion, which will be completed in this year, the margin improvement may not show during the current year. So
okay.
There are still these older orders still nearing completion, which are to be completed.
Okay, sir. And due to FGD orders completion, what kind of working capital might get released in the current year, which are milestone based, sir?
So we have a total of between 400 and about 400 crores or so.
Oh, okay. Large part of it, probably by end of year, we should be able to realize, or?
We should be able to realize large part of it by the last quarter.
Okay. Thank you so much for all the answers, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question from Harshit Zaveri from Pi Square Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Can you tell me what is the cash value at the current level in the balance sheet?
Cash level?
Yeah. What? How much cash are we holding?
We are talking about standalone or consolidated?
Consolidated, please.
Cash is just give me a second. So net cash as of 30th of June is 157 crores.
Okay. And are we planning debt repayment on a major scale this year?
So we have we have a sort of a term loan in Isjet Heavy Engineering, which was is being paid 25 crores every quarter. Saraswati Sugar Mills has a loan, term loan of ethanol, which is also being paid, I think, 6.5 crores per quarter. Hitachi Zosen has a outstanding debt of about 8 crores. So the 5 crores of that is to be paid in this year. Eagle Press has a debt of about 25 crores term loan. And the major debt, of course, is the investment of the CBPA. So whatever is the scheduled debt of the coming to be about 75 crores, and total of about 135 crores will be paid off this year. 75 plus 25 plus 20.
Okay, sir. And can we expect the FY21 margins, which were as high as 9.3, the EBITDA margins, to be back by FY25?
Not during FY23.
Not during
FY23. I'm asking for FY25.
FY25, we can certainly hope.
Yeah, we can, yeah.
We are confident to surpass that level, right?
As confident as we can be, yes.
As I said, we can certainly hope for
it.
Okay, sir. Great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Thank you. There are no further questions. Now I hand over the floor to management for closing comments.
Thank you, everybody, for being there and asking these questions. Thank you once again, and all the best. We'll talk to you again next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Door Sabha's conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a good day.